Welcome to our Live a Legacy Network. Our intentions are to provide you with valuable information that will alter the trajectory of your life by creating new opportunities for you, your family, and your future. What exactly is Straight Talk with Ricky? It's the real deal, unedited, unfiltered truth about life and all the lessons that come with it. You can either learn them the easy way or the hard way. You decide. If you prefer the easy way, subscribe right now. Today I want to talk to entrepreneurs, small business owners, real estate agents, mortgage brokers, anyone who's in the business of people having appointments, face-to-face meetings, that kind of thing. Obviously, we're in a challenging time right now. It's not easy to be able to do that. So what can we do? And small businesses, we should focus on our operations, our business models, maybe some of our marketing, and some of our CRM. We can clean up our database, right? Because we always talk about our database being so extremely valuable. So how can we maximize this time? Well, there's a couple of different ways, right? We can still go after new business, right? New business is the lifeline of, you know, all businesses. And we can also contact our database of our past clients. So I want to focus on this one first for a minute, because I think some people are missing the mark as to how valuable our database is with the people that we've done business with in the past. And these could be maybe their clients, maybe their friends, maybe their family, or maybe they're a little bit of everything. Now is the great time to pick up the phone and to reach out to them and say, "Hi, how are you? How is your family? How is your business? And then, is there anything I can do to help you?" Because I think that is what makes you a real, authentic, genuine person, is you're calling them just to see how they're doing. How are you coping? How are you handling the situation? How is your family? What's going on with the kids? And all of these wonderful things. And you can touch them in that positive, loving way because you care about them, right? These are obviously people that you've worked with in the past, and you have at least some level of a relationship with them. Trust me, it's very, very important to let them know that you're thinking about them and that you do care about them and their well-being. And while you're on the phone with them, maybe you can update your database somehow. I know what I've been doing is while I'm having those phone calls, I'm also saying, "Hey, when is your birthday? When is your wife's birthday? Or when is your children's birthday?" And I'm updating my CRM with their birthdays so that they can automatically, they'll be able to get a card or an email or both when that special day comes. Everyone loves their birthday, and I think we don't take advantage of that as much as we could. So have that genuine conversation with them. And remember, those take a little longer than your normal conversation. So when you block out time, make sure you block off enough time because that could be a, you know, 2-minute conversation, or most likely it's going to could possibly be 20-minute conversation. But it's a way of really cementing that relationship with the people that you care about. So please, please, please don't forget that aspect of your business. Now, when it comes to new business, you could also, while you're over here, again, do you know anyone that's thinking of selling or buying anytime this year, right? I don't think anyone's, unless there's an urgency factor, I don't think anyone is in a rush to put their home on the market or to buy a home today, given the circumstances. However, if you were to say, "Hey, do you know anyone that's been talking about doing something this year?" then that would be great, and then maybe you can get that information so you have something to look forward to later. And that's kind of the same way I would approach these people, right? New people, maybe you've met them, maybe you haven't. Maybe there's someone that are in your database that you haven't talked to in a while, and you can reach out to them as well. And you should start off in a similar fashion. How are you? How's your family? How's your business? Is there anything I can do to help you right now? And then you can move into, for these people, I always say, yes, how can I help you grow your business? What's a way, what is a good referral for you in your business? Because I do have a big database. I do have a lot of connections. I do have influence on online and social media. I do have a following, and I'd love to be able to help you in any way possibly that I can. So provide value, come from contribution, and then somewhere in that conversation, by the way, are you looking to buy or sell real estate or home, whatever it is that you do work with? Maybe you can have some kind of information, whatever your industry is. I know, again, I'm 17 years in the real estate industry. I'm the CEO of Miami Living. So I have been telling people, hey, did you know that, you know, 45 homes in your neighborhood came on the market last month, 34 of them sold, and you just have some statistics that are just showing people that business is still happening. Maybe you have a need or you don't today, but just so you know, business is still happening. Things are still moving, and I think people need to hear that. They feel a little bit more confident. Take away a little bit of the anxiety of, you know, the world coming to a halt. So that's a powerful conversation to have with people that are in a situation that they may or may not be urgently needing to do something, but if they know that still business is happening, and then you can say, hey, if you don't mind, maybe we can set up a webinar, a Zoom call. I can show you a little bit of the marketing that we do, so when the time comes that you are ready to take action,